producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ew.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We won with evangelicals. We won with young. We won with old. We won with highly educated. We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated. We're the smartest people. We're the most loyal people. And you know what I really am happy about? Because I've been saying it for a long time. 46% with the Hispanics. 46%. Number one with Hispanics.
Yeah, you know, Super Don, but he didn't do well with the illegal immigrant vote. I'm just, what is it? Wow. Donald Trump wins Nevada, and he loves the poorly educated. This guy can say anything and still win. This is an amazing race, not to take it from one of those reality TV programs. Welcome, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to open today with just a wee bit of political healing. Just a wee bit. We'll get into some things. We got some good questions of the day coming up. We got some organic discussion, more kidney health. We got some millennials whining, and we've got one who is not, and we'll talk to her. Actually, we've got a new nickname for her. That's probably her old nickname, but we're going to bring it on. We'll reintroduce our assistant producer. Tell you that in a minute. Also, Ty Bollinger steps outside the box, as we do each and every middle of the week. But for now, diving headlong into political healing with Trump winning in Nevada. Seemingly inevitable. I don't know if that's true or not. For the Republican nomination, if you will, to run this fall. But I've never seen a candidate that could say the things that Trump says and still go up in the polls. This is actually kind of funny to consider.
You know, the thing with Trump, and listen, I'm going to admit, I mean, months ago when we were first talking about Trump running, and it was obvious that he was, I never in a million years would have thought that today we would see Donald Trump in the position that he's in, where he won, and not only won the caucus, but it was a landslide. I mean, he just, you know, he left everybody else in the dust. It's
Super Don. Here's the health angle I want to go into.
I'm sorry, I'm exasperated to a point because I still don't quite understand. I'm beginning to understand it now. But
well,
it's not good.
It's just the general disgust with government and anybody that's considered to be an insider, whether it's real or imagined, it doesn't matter. And people don't even stop to think what's being said or if they agree with it. It's just that he's angry, we're angry, I'm angry, you're angry, let's all be angry together.
What is it that Donald Trump is saying that people are actually agreeing with? I've talked to so many people that literally don't know where he stands on the majority of issues, other than the fact that he's going to build a wall.
And make Mexico
that
pay.
Much.
Yeah, we know that much. Maybe that's the thing. Everybody wants a wall. But I think I think it comes back to this anger. We almost don't care what he says. It's just that he's just going to go in there and clean house is the imaginings, you know, the wondrous imaginings of as if somebody could come in there and lead the executive branch and just sweep out the old. That's never been the case. Well, may it be the case, but I just haven't seen, I don't think I can see it now. No, to bring it back to the health issue, because I know a lot of folks listen to us because we're a health-focused show, and sometimes we'll get, hey, don't go political. Listen, political healing is real healing, too. We talk about it, and we're going to right now. I don't know where Donald Trump stands on health care, other than, which concerns me, saying that he's all for single payer. And I know we have some in the audience that really rely on government coverage just to get by. And so maybe I have to apologize in advance to you, because I'm not singling any one individual out. I'm talking in a more general sense about the whole system and how it is managed disease. It supports the creation of disease by the very entities that are, well, that have a monopoly, a government-sanctioned monopoly to treat it, never curing it in reality. And although I know one step removed that Trump is very aware of vaccine injury and vaccine dangers, and that he would be least likely of all the candidates still running to ever try to support or enforce a vaccine mandate, in other words, to eliminate exemptions, whether they be personal or religious, much less medical. You know, in those areas, I feel comfortable with a Trump because I kind of know that he's more in our camp from a health perspective on certain levels. But if he's also talking about a single-payer system, which is, you know, indicative of a socialized system, it's still working within the medical monopoly, the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And we have a story later on today we'll get to about the apparent approval by the Senate of a nominee by Obama to head up the FDA. And I'm going to get into that, the problem I see there, which relates to this whole health, or let's say medical monopoly, disease care monopoly. What else has Trump said? Trump is for auditing the Fed. Okay, we're good with that. We want it audited and ended ultimately. But, it, you know, when it comes to economics, you go, all right, Trump should understand economics better than someone who has been in government their whole life. And then some people will say, well, he's declared bankruptcy X number of times. Well, he hasn't personally, but his companies have. And, of course, these are just the laws that you can take advantage of if you go too deep into debt. And we've argued here the United States Incorporated is so far beyond bankruptcy, there is ultimately no recovery. Is he aware of that going in? I think anybody who is might not really want to be president, because on your watch it could be over and you'll be looked at in history as the guy who stood forth while Rome went into the toilet. And with no plunger to clear it up and get you back out. So let's listen to what Trump says here on some other issues. And pay attention, because just imagine if anybody else running for president on the Democrat or Republican side, maybe even as a libertarian, I don't know that they could get away with a fraction of what you're about to hear Trump saying after he won in Nevada yesterday. I mean, I almost think this is a script that was done on Saturday Night Live, but it's real. It's what he said. Let's give a listen and we'll comment.
It's hard for me to turn down money because that's not what I've done in my whole life. I grab and grab and grab. You know, I get greedy. I want money, money. Now I'm going to... I'll tell you what we're going to do, right? We get greedy, right? Now we're going to get greedy for the United States. We're going to grab and grab and grab. We're going to bring in so much money and so much everything. We're going to make America great again, folks. I'm telling you, we're going to make America great again.
Arrgh. We're all going to be pirates. We're going to grab and grab and grab. We're going to get the spoils of what? Well, it used to be called the spoils of war. You'd go in, you'd take over a place, and you'd leave with the treasure. Maybe you'd stay. What is Trump advocating here? Now, on one level, again, there's multi-levels, many layers to these statements, I believe. And John Rappaport, my good buddy, has written about it as well. The fact that he's putting on notice the globalists who have said, put America last, right? Make it good for global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. Send the workers overseas or the work to overseas workers that will work for pennies on the dollar. And screw the American worker, you don't matter. And Trump is riding a wave of disgust and populism related to this issue, which is a legitimate issue. NAFTA, CAFTA, GATT, the World Trade Organization, all of these things have served not to benefit the American worker, maybe the American consumer, because we get cheap stuff from China over the course of these international agreements. But in reality, Trump's going, you know what? These treaties are—they're trash. Let's just crumple them up, and throw them away. The globalists are not going to take too well to that, and that could put Trump at risk. If you get my drift, from those entities that say, no, 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 you—well, maybe we'll let you talk about it, but don't think you're actually going to back down on globalism, because, buddy, the United States had its day. It's over. You guys are going to be made poor like the rest of the world equally, and we're going to have our fiefdoms, we're going to have our kingdoms, our corporate kingdoms. And we're going to lavish the spoils on the wealthy elite, whether they be in government or industry. And everybody else, like George Carlin said, is not going to be in the club. And Trump is kind of mucking up the works in that regard, Super Don. And in that way, what he's saying is not as just clear as saying we're going to get greedy in a negative context. He's like, let's take back what is America's. Do you follow that? There is a layer of that there.
That is one way definitely to interpret it. However, very, very interesting for somebody who's running for president to talk about how greedy they are and how they like money and they want more money and they normally don't turn down money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's bizarre because if Jeb Bush had said this, he'd be crucified. If Ted Cruz said this, if Marco Rubio said this, they would just be completely just destroyed by the media. But
Trump
is comfortable in his own skin
of
being that kind of person, and he puts himself out there, and he has
bother him at all.
Has no intention of apologizing about it. People have accepted him for who he is.
What if Perot said it? He talked about that great sucking sound from Mexico, remember? He understood
Perot
the concept of globalism.
It was a bit different, but we're seeing the same phenomenon here. When they did the polling of the caucuses, 61%. Oh, the people that were going to vote were looking for somebody to be an outsider.
Yeah.
That is what is going on here. Another very telling thing in one of the polls was the people, political matters, the majority of them, 43%, consider themselves to be somewhat conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that you're seeing here. The hard right is diminishing. The moderate middle is what's growing. And that is the reason why you're seeing people voting for somebody like Trump over somebody like Ted Cruz.
It's fascinating to watch him say these things and his numbers go up. People are like, yep, he's sticking it to the media. That's all we need to know. What does he believe, really? Well, we're not sure about his policies, but love what he's doing. We'll see where it goes, folks. On some levels, as I said, he's good on certain things, we'll acknowledge. Other things, I'm like, I'm not so sure. But we're going to keep covering it, at least from the perspective of political healing and the necessity of that healing. Who will deliver it, or will it be you ultimately that delivers it? That's the question. More healing after the break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever want to get through while we're live on the air, you can do that, 866-939-BELL or 866-939-2355. Even when we're off the air, 24-7, leave a message or go to robertscottbell.com and leave us a message there. We likely are to answer it on the air as well. And Super Don, we did have a response via Twitter. You can follow me on @RSBellMedia on Twitter. And John America says, tell Super Don, close the borders, deport illegals, audit the Fed, bring jobs back. There you go. That's why Trump. According to John America.
Oh, so that's what Trump is going to do.
That's according to John America. That's what he said.
All right. Well, yeah. John America, Mr. America, appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
And I would say, listen, those things sound great, right? But, you know, just to say, hey, we're going to close the borders, deport illegals, audit the Fed, and bring jobs back. Ding! Okay, vote for me. Those things are so far more complicated and nearly impossible with the way things are right now that they sound good when they're said, but for them to actually, you know, to be implemented, I mean, we've been talking about this stuff for years doing this sort of thing, and it's not as easy as, you know, get Donald Trump elected as president and suddenly all those things happen.
You ever tried to fire a federal employee? It's not as easy as,
I mean,
as Trump might think.
Fed, I mean, you realize how difficult, you know how long it would
take?
You're
going to have a majority in the Senate of Republicans.
I mean, the Fed's not even a governmental agency. It's not like you can just snap your fingers and audit the Fed. Are these things good to a certain degree? Deport illegals, that's a complicated issue. I understand what you're saying. And listen, here's the thing. You look at the guys who are running against Trump. This is another reason why he's doing so well right now.
Yeah.
You've got Marco Rubio, who looks like the kid next door, inexperienced, has no charisma, no way he's going to get elected.
He's the guy with toilet paper on his shoe after he leaves the bathroom. You know, he's got toilet paper on his shoe.
The guy from the Munsters. Mm-hmm. You know, he's, you know, God, God, Jesus, God, hooray, Bible thumper. You know, going, he's playing by the old rule book, okay? He's getting trounced by Trump, and the reason why is because the people that are running against him right now suck. I mean, that's really what it is. And because Trump is such an outsider, I mean, and I almost used the word outsider.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Trump is not an outsider, okay? But because he is not...
He bought influence instead of,
you know, the rules that everybody else is, he comes across as an outsider, okay? The, you know, the people that are running the old game are making him look better because he's running a new game.
All right. Listen, I gotta transition to some health stuff here, some more health stuff.
Oh, man, I could go on.
I know. You are ready to go hours on this one. Super Don, you can follow him on Twitter, at It's Super Don, I-T-S, It's Super Don.
I love you, John America. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just putting my...
No, and I wanted to talk about this thing real briefly about the Senate. Because there's a thing called separation of powers. You got the judicial branch, legislative branch, legislative branch, and of course the executive branch. The Senate just confirmed Robert Califf, Obama's pick to head the FDA. Now, there were senators crying about opioid addiction. He's not the guy because opioid addiction's going crazy, right? And there were others who said, look, he's a big pharma guy. There's too much conflict of interest. He's not going to be the guy to manage it. There's too much going wrong at the FDA. Now, I'm not going to disagree with those statements, except to say, here's the Senate, part of the legislative branch, that's supposed to be co-equals with the executive and the judicial. And they are basically appointing an emperor to lead the bureaucratic oligarchy as it comes to, I don't know how much percentage, is it 33%? Or so of the gross domestic product, the health care industry, which is really disease management. They're going to approve this guy, which they've done, and he's going to run roughshod over the legislative branch because the legislative branch doesn't do its job. It doesn't make rules anymore. It doesn't make laws anymore. It passes nebulous stuff that the FDA then goes, we're going to do whatever the hell we want, and then take it out to the FTC. We're going to do whatever the hell we want. We're going to fine you. We're going to imprison you. We're going to close you down. If you don't play ball with us, and that is lead by our rule, live by our rules on the federal level. And so that's the biggest issue I have with them appointing anybody to head the FDA. I want to abandon and abolish most of its responsibilities and allow the states to take over here and decide what the people want to have access to. And that could be natural medicine. Things unapproved by the Fear and Death Administration. As we've seen, 23 states and the District of Columbia have told the feds to pound sand on medical marijuana, a.k.a. cannabis, in various ways. And the states need to do the same thing to the FDA. All right, when we come back, the growth of organic, double digits every year. We got a question of the day on kidney health once again. How do we react to smelly shirts? Could that reveal our prejudices? And then Ty Bollinger, who smells wonderful. And he's going to join us for Outside the Box a little later.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com for all the happenings. Thanks to, our assistant producer. We're going to reintroduce you to her momentarily. I do want to get to, the demands for, I don't want anybody else to eat organic because there's not going to be enough for me. Right? And I'm getting the Trump thing going. I'm going to grab everything. We're going to be greedy. We're going to grab it all. Right? No, I'm all about growing food. You know that. Grow your own food in addition. When I started eating organic in the early 90s, it was very hard to find organic. Very difficult. It was just, you didn't find it in regular grocery stores. Now it's in Walmart and Costco. It's everywhere. And I'm not complaining. I want to see more of it, no doubt. But the demand is outstripping the ability to produce it. No, even like with Chipotle, even though they're not strictly organic, they're targeting, you know, healthier forms of food, non-factory farm forms of food. And sometimes they can't even get what they need. So they'll put up a sign that today we don't have whatever you need in this regard. But they're, at least they're upfront and honest about it. But the growth of organic is just stunning, and it was predicted by my mentor who I work with. He said eventually this will happen, and we're living in it right now. So folks, don't rely on the grocery store to have it. Get to know your farmer and be your own farmer too. I think next week my daughter's school are going to take a trip to an organic farm and meet the organic farmer and learn about it and start growing some more stuff at their school. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we want to see. That's the folks that aren't waiting around to be saved by some federal bureaucracy. Whether Trump dismantles it or not, I have no earthly idea what his intent is there. But the reality is we've got to change things at home in our own back, front, and side yards, and the schools, if you're sending your kids to any school. That's where they got to be learning the most important thing, grow food. All right? Now, it leads to questions of the day that we get from time to time. In fact, we're about to go to another one. Seems like a common theme this week.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this one's coming in from Janice. She says, hi, Robert. A friend had a kidney removed 6 years ago due to cancer. This is definitely the kidney week. We're getting a lot of kidney questions. They put her on Lasix and for fluid retention, but yesterday she was in the hospital all day getting pumped with potassium by IV because her potassium level was so low. She feels that she must take the Lasix for fluid retention. Why would she be retaining fluids? And what can she do other than take this drug to treat the symptom? Thanks, Janice. Oh, super Don, man. The kid. Listen, my dad died of ultimately renal failure. He was hammered in his life. He did about half the things I told him he should be doing and eventually went on hemodialysis. And it wasn't the dialysis that killed him and even the failing of kidneys that killed him. It broke his spirit because he had to be tethered to something for hours and hours and hours every other day or however it was often it was. In this case, I don't know enough about your friend Janice to give you a definitive answer. Did she go on chemotherapy? Because if she did, they devastated both her liver and her remaining kidney. Did she go on radiation? Radiation and chemo both devastate the lymphatic drainage canal. I don't know, you know, surgically what they did in addition to removing the kidney. So there's a lot of corruption that occurs in a kidney removal cancer case that may have preceded even the removal of the kidney with their, you know, wrong-headed attacks of poisoning, radiating, and ultimately cutting on you. Potassium imbalance and sodium-potassium pump disruption. We've talked about the way to keep the kidneys functioning is by keeping the liver happy, by only putting in the body that which is harmonious with the body. Limited, minimal, eliminate all the toxins you can from your food. Clean, clean, clean. Again, organic or better. Grow it yourself. Putting that in superfoods as well. Helping the liver to do its job. Whether it be detoxifying homeopathic remedies we talk about in Unlock the Power to Heal. More selenium, more chromium. All the things that we know that facilitate the function of the liver will also help the kidneys. And that includes non-denatured whey protein, because that enhances glutathione production as well. Alpha-lipoic acid, dandelion, that wonderful weed that everybody sprays, should be eaten on salad and juiced and made into a tea. Liver and kidney benefit, a tonifier for the liver and kidneys. We've talked milk thistle. There's so many things, Ayurvedic and otherwise, that can help. That just addressing the kidneys at this point is a little late. We've got to minimize the toxic inflow, maximize the efficiency of the liver so that the kidneys are minimally stressed to do what they're designed by God to do. Because at this point in time, your friend Janice has been through devastation, which is why we're seeing this fluid retention. There are also edema formulas that can address some level of fluid retention homeopathically. And you can contact King Bio. Dr. Frank King has formulated some good stuff there. KingBio.com. They're 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Now it's time to reintroduce someone I've been calling Millennial Morgan. Because remember when we brought her on for a Supernova, I didn't know. We love nicknames, terms of endearment, and I'm stumbling over the alliteration. It's unwieldy. And she said she already has a nickname, but she didn't tell me until today. At least maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, less syllables, I think, because those syllables were just, those were kind of a...
I was definitely syllabically challenged.
Yeah.
I definitely was. And,
so
and if I don't
I think
get
she's
enough...
on right now.
Is she? Are you there?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah,
whoa.
Right.
Yes, she's there. And am I right in saying we now dub you, what you've already been dubbed, and you are now officially our assistant producer, also known as Captain Morgan. Is that true?
Aye, matey, it is.
Aye, matey.
There you
go. Captain Morgan, I like that. I've heard some Captain Morgan, but you're not the same Captain Morgan I knew about before.
I do not sail on the Jolly Roger, but because of that brand, my clients started calling me the Captain, and it just kind of stuck. So.
But you actually help people navigate something. So what is it that you do as Captain Morgan that helps?
My motto is that I help them navigate the stormy seas of industry and sail into the soothing waters of success.
You know, so, I like that. Nice. I just got very peaceful when you said that.
It's a nice image when you're a business owner or an entrepreneur that somebody else is going to steer the ship for a while and help you figure out your strategy. So.
Well, I think I can speak for Superdome. We certainly are glad to be aboard Captain Morgan's ship now.
what's the name of the ship, though?
Oh, the good ship, I don't know, what would we call
it? It's Megan.
The good ship Megan.
Oh, the
Rob keeps calling me Megan. He wants to get it in there somewhere.
I tell you, but see, that's my sign for not enough sleep. So anytime I do that, I know, and I go take a nap now. So that's good. And now that I know that the waters are being cared for, I can do that in full relaxation and know that when I wake, everything will be good. So, Captain Morgan, welcome. Your new nickname, I adopt it, and it's lovely and wonderful.
I appreciate that.
And tell everybody.
Don't mind my parrots barking in the background.
Yes. Your Twitter feed is what? We've got you linked up as a Twitter feed, too.
Yeah, it's _CaptainMR for Morgan Reynolds. So it's on the website, too.
Cool. Sweet. Well, welcome back, my friend. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Now, I wanted you on board as a millennial today in particular because there was a big article about Yelp, this millennials, 25-year-old kid, basically. Again, this is the millennial generation. Talia Jane complaining about her job at Yelp. It didn't pay enough for her to work and live in the San Francisco Bay Area. And then this other millennial, Stephanie Williams, responds and just takes her to the woodshed. can you open up on this, give a broad overview to say what's going on with the millennials? Because there's a real schism here.
It's so interesting because, first of all, I was disappointed to see the story that she had, this woman who worked for Yelp, had skipped every other option when, maybe not every other option, but she just skipped straight to the top by writing this open letter to the CEO of the company, like he is the one directly in charge of fixing her wages. And then I loved seeing the response from millennials my age. I'm 32. The woman who wrote this article, Stephanie, in response is 30, saying that, hey, you need to appreciate the grind. And I might just chalk this whole letter that she wrote up to one of those silly things you do in your 20s that helps you become a better person in your 30s, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we all make mistakes. She's from the social media generation. So taking her frustrations out to the web is kind of what they do, I think.
Sure.
But I love what Stephanie talked about the years of sacrifice and hard work that it really takes mm-hmm. to get where you want to go in life. And facing those challenges is what helps you to become an awesome and helpful member of society that can then help others, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think this, you know, and if we take the schism into the body politic, you know, we'll see a lot of the young people that were really turned on politically by Ron Paul, right, over the last 8 years. And some, you know, kind of bled over into Rand Paul, but the idea of a constitutionally limited government and freedom. And yet there's a large swath of the millennial generation that are all about feeling the burn. Right? Get the government to give me free college. So maybe that person that wrote the article or wrote the letter in Yelp to say, give me more money, is probably a Bernie Sanders kind of follower, whereas Stephanie Williams, who wrote the response, might be more of one who says, no, get the government out of our way and allow for freedom to ring.
Well, and I think it's so important to have that conversation, because if you really think it through, people who are supporting this Bernie Sanders movement or this girl who is asking for more money, where does that money come from? It comes from other people who are working hard and who have sacrificed in order to get where they are. And the whole story really made me think about when I was 22, my first year out of college, my company sent me to run a podunk sales office in the middle of Iowa with my best friend. We had one car between us. I'd saved up $3,000 working summers in college. And we slept on 2-inch thick foam mattresses on the floor of a very low rent apartment, had no furniture of our own, and just put everything into the office. But by the end of the summer, we were ranked number 11 out of 200 in the country. And it was one of the best experiences of my life.
Yeah.
But you have to sacrifice for it.
Yeah, some called millennials the entitlement generation. But it doesn't mean that everybody falls into that trap. And I think that this article is rather interesting, and I'm glad these things happen. And maybe that millennial Talia that was whining to Yelp or yelping to Yelp will learn a good lesson from this, you know, like we do. And I've had some pretty menial jobs in my young years, especially the busing of tables in a seafood restaurant. Oh, my gosh. I remember I can smell that smell to this day. Well, Captain Morgan, I'm so glad. And now I won't mess it up. This is good. Thanks for being here with us. Thanks for all you do. Post in the notes. They're up at robertscottbell.com. Super Don is here. Ty Bollinger will join us in a little while as we go outside the box. Smelly shirts next. Anybody got a teenager?
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We got some great upcoming events all around the country, all around the world, in fact, and we're upgrading the website. Very exciting what's going on. We'll have a calendar that's easy for everybody to follow along. But we got the IAOMT coming up, the Spring Conference in Orlando, March 11th and 12th. California Jam, we just had Billy Dee on. I've got some more guests scheduled to talk about that. March 18, 19, and 20, Costa Mesa, California. Total Health Conference up in Toronto. Our Canucks, our Canadian buddies up there, we're going to join you. 8th, 9th, and 10th, TMB Ty Bollinger will be with me along with the Doc of Detox. Remember his daily cleansing tea to get you there, all right? That's just the start. Now, Super Don, did you see my latest carrot video?
I did.
Yeah. So if you're wondering if I was using steroids on the carrots, they're all different shapes and sizes. And
yeah, now this one, this carrot was a bit shorter.
Reasonable, don't you think?
It was kind of short and chubby.
Reasonable. A reasonable carrot. I mean, Bugs Bunny would be perfectly fine with it.
More of I don't know, kind of like an hors d'oeuvre carrot.
Yeah, we had it. It was right into the salad tonight. It was great. It was a windy day. Some big front moved through, and I was knocking chairs over.
I love your choice of, I don't know, the time of day.
Yes.
On when you film these, because you've had a morning carrot.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now you have had an evening carrot.
Yes.
And the first carrot, I can't remember. That was like the...
That was just a surprise carrot.
The inaugural carrot video. So.
Well, maybe we'll have to have a midday carrot, a
noon. Something, yeah. A little afternoon carrot.
Afternoon carrot. Somebody's going to make a song up about it. Anyway, just loving the backyard garden, and I'm encouraging everybody else to love theirs. If they haven't started it yet, it's coming to spring. Now's the time. Start sowing those seeds. The smells, of course. Yeah, if you got manure, it's going to smell, right? I mean, these are good things to put in if you prepare the soil right. Sometimes it has a rich smell, a sweet smell, depending on what your perspective is on this kind of thing. But question about smells is the final story of this hour. before we bring on Ty Bollinger a little later to go outside the box. How we react to smelly shirts apparently reveals our own prejudices, according to this study. It was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and they find that people are far less tolerant when they are told the stench comes from outsiders, right? It's kind of a blind smell test, and we're going to tell you that this shirt came from somebody across a different school from you. This shirt came from your gym in your school. And immediately people say the one that's not from their school is much worse. Now, is this to determine prejudicial action against smelly shirts that are all smelly? Does this mean... Well, you know what it means? We're a tribal species. That's all. Doesn't it? I mean, if you're told...
This is just an example of a study that resulted in a bunch of psychobabble that, number one, we already knew that, listen, if you happen to run into somebody that you don't know,
mm-hmm.
and they stink,
yep.
you're going to react to that person that if it happened to be somebody that you do know.
Right. Although you remember in Las Vegas, the model that was working the booth next to me? You remember that story?
Beautiful model. Was that the one with the bad breath?
No. She had the stinky armpits.
Armpits. Oh, okay. All right.
And I told her. And I remember I gave her some silver to spray under her armpits.
Right. Yes, I remember now. Yes.
And she didn't. She wasn't offended. She took it well. You know. I said just take care of it. And then, but anyway, you know, it's like, what am I going to say here? We're tribal.
Well, listen, they said that when they did this test and they found that people are less tolerant when a stench comes from somebody who's considered an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that this particular test and the results has implications of social exclusion and even prejudice and discrimination.
Yeah. But, I mean, the thing is, if you don't know somebody, you're going to be a little wary of them, especially
if somebody smells like.
Especially
dookie,
if they smell bad.
You're going to discriminate. Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. It's not anything personal, but, you know, I mean, listen, I smell my own socks and knock myself out, you know, so, I mean, you know, it's. I guess it all depends, but.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on. People don't like stuff that stinks.
Does By the way,
you're prejudiced?
In the study, all the bags that were sealed with the stinky stuff came from the very same person. So it was just a mere suggestion that it was from somebody foreign to you. Isn't that interesting? Again, power of suggestion, the power of belief. All right, folks, I believe we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we got Ty Bollinger to go outside the box. Lots more broadcast healing to go. Some really important stories about cancer and cancer cures as well. So stick with us. This is the place. Tell your friends. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.